One of the most blatant corruption cases in recent years will end up in court. Prosecutors in the northeastern city of Ostrava have announced that two people will be charged in the case of the 2006 purchase of Tatra trucks for the Czech army. Although no details about the charges and the people involved have been officially disclosed, a number of Czech media have reported that former Defense Minister Martin Bartak is one of the two men facing prosecution. Jan Richter has the details.
In the latest edition of the Corruption Perceptions Index by Transparency International, which came out on Thursday, the Czech Republic sank to 57th place out of 138 countries and is now on par with Namibia and Saudi Arabia. The country has grave issues with transparent public procurement and partial interests. Some Czech political parties are run like business organizations, with unelected power figures pulling the strings behind the scenes. One of the areas most plagued by corruption has been defense and army contracting. Billions were lost in suspicious deals such as the purchases of Pandur armored vehicles and Casa transport planes, or the lease of the Gripen fighters. But now it seems that one such case, the 2006 purchase of 588 Tatra trucks for the Czech military, might eventually end up in court. On Wednesday, prosecutor Dušan Táborský closed the investigation of alleged bribery related to the 2.7 billion crown contract with Tatra and said charges would be raised against two people.
At this stage of the investigation, we've gained evidence which enables and even obliges us to launch criminal proceedings against two perpetrators of serious crime.
The prosecution has not specified the charges or disclosed the names of the people in question. But according to widespread media speculation, the two people to be charged with bribery are former defense minister Martin Bartak and arms dealer Michal Smrš. One of the major leads in the case came from the chair of Tatra's supervisory board and former U.S. ambassador to the Czech Republic William Kabanis. A year after the contract was awarded, Tatra was having problems with one of its sub-suppliers, a company called Praga, which could jeopardize the whole deal. In February 2008, Mr. Kabanis met with then-Deputy Defense Minister Martin Bartak, who offered to help, for a bribe. The police began investigating the Tatra deal soon after Mr. Kabanis' testimony came out in the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. This is the crucial part of a phone conversation between the daily's reporter and Mr. Kabanis.
At some point in the conversation, he said, for a certain amount of money, I don't remember the exact amount, the problems between Tatra and Praga can be solved. And I didn't respond. I thought it was a very unusual and out of order conversation from someone at the defense ministry, and I walked away and had no further conversation with him.
Right. And can you name the deputy?
It was Martin Bartak.
Mr. Bartak has vigorously denied all corruption allegations. He says he was not involved in the deal in any way and considers himself a victim of judicial and media witch hunt. The good news is that he will likely be able to prove this in court. The Czechs might yet have to wait and see whether the Tatra case will be a breakthrough in fighting corruption in their country. But the lack of transparency has become a nationwide concern. The head of Transparency International's Czech branch, David Ondráčka, is carefully optimistic.
I see on a number of levels, national, regional, as well as local, a lot of brave and courageous people who try to stand against corruption. They want to introduce anti-corruption measures and try to promote integrity. So I'm not totally skeptical, and I believe that even the civil society is not passive, and you see boom of new initiatives and new approaches against corruption.
That was head of the Czech branch of Transparency International, David Ondráčka, ending that report by Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague.